Activity Center on the campus of Monmouth University in West Long Branch, New Jersey. Thanks so much for joining us on a Sunday afternoon matinee matchup between the Scarlet Knights of Rutgers against the Hawks of Monmouth. Along with our old friend Greg Meskel, I'm Matt Harmon. Happy to be here on 1160, 1310 AM, SureSportsNetwork.com. This is a very interesting matchup as Monmouth coming in 5-6 overall, 2-0 in league play. This, of course, a non-conference game for both. We'll have a mix of blue and a mix of red in the crowd today. It's the ninth time that these two in-state rivals have played one another. Greg, Monmouth trying to do something. It's been a long time in the making. That is beat a big-time school. And even though Rutgers might be struggling just a little bit at 7-5, hasn't yet played a game in the Big Ten, this would be a huge win for the Hawks.
You're exactly right, Matt. When school administration here at Monmouth decided to build this building, days like this were the dreams that caused this building to get built. They hope to have a big-time, big-conference team come in here and have a chance for their school to put up a fight and possibly win the game. And to your point, it comes today here against Rutgers, which, sure, maybe they're struggling. They've had some tough losses. They haven't begun conference play. But this is still a Big Ten team and a big-time opportunity for Monmouth.
Yeah, Power 5 conference out of the Big Ten welcoming in here for Monmouth to do battle with. Hawks coming in off maybe their most disappointing loss of the season. They are 5-6 overall and had an opportunity to really continue some momentum going into the tip today, but they were absolutely waxed the other night by St. Francis Brooklyn, 71-46. You know, a lot of things you could make out of that, Greg. You could say, oh, the guy's looking forward to getting home for a couple of days for Christmas, but so was St. Francis Brooklyn. Monmouth perhaps looking ahead to this game, one would say, but none of it really makes a whole lot of sense because in the big picture of that thing, Monmouth had a great chance to win a game at home, get some momentum going into this one. The place is going to be sold out regardless, but boy, there would really be a buzz if Monmouth had won that game. You'd be 6-5 going in, an opportunity to get win number 7 here against Rutgers.
To follow Monmouth basketball, St. Francis, New York is not an unfamiliar opponent, so the fact that they got blown out so badly is shocking, even though they're no longer conference foes. You're right, a bizarre game. I think for King Rice, maybe a game you just throw out. It's so out of character compared to what we saw earlier in the month with the two big wins over Marist and Iona. To come off of that and then have that close game, Fordham, they should have lost that. They beat Wagner and then just come and totally lay an egg. To your point, uncharacteristic of what Monmouth was building on. So hopefully they can turn things around today with a big opportunity.
Just for our listenership, for a little bit of context, Greg, a former Monmouth graduate in the class of 2003, was a standout on the student station at WMCX. Now out on the left coast doing a variety of assignments, working for USA Water Polo, doing some broadcasting for ESPN and for Pac-12. We needed a guy in a pinch, and Greg back here on the East Coast celebrating for the holidays a little bit. It's been a long time, my friend. You and I called the 2001 NCAA tournament final on a snowy night in Trenton when Monmouth came all the way back from a 20-point deficit against that St. Francis Brooklyn team. I guess it kind of makes sense that it was the team that Monmouth just played, so we can at least reference it and talk about, boy, that was a highlight back in the day.
Unreal. I think anyone that follows Monmouth history remembers that game. The comeback in Trenton, one of the many labels that it had. And it's been, 13 years since that game, but that is still one of the most amazing memories I have, and I'm sure you as well, as far as a game that you called, and just fantastic. The Hawks coming back from, I believe it was 20 points down in the second half, to beat St. Francis, who at that time, Matt, right, was the class of the conference in that season. They had been number one, I think, for a large part of that year. And that ended up springing a birth into the NCAA championship.
Well, let's take a little bit more of a deeper look into this Rutgers team, a Scarlet Knight team that I think there are so many questions going into the season, and many of them have not quite been answered. And if they have, the answer hasn't been very good. Greg, you talked about some of the tough losses this team has seen. Now, they've got some quality losses in there. They've been beaten up a little bit by Clemson, lost to Seton Hall, which is off to a great start. They won a big game yesterday over Maine. But the head-scratchers, just a little bit, a loss at home to St. Francis, Pennsylvania, and a loss at home to St. Peter's. Those are the ones that make you kind of say, all right, every once in a while one of those will happen, but it seems to be a little bit more regular for Rutgers than any of the Scarlet Knight faithful would hope for.
And you know, the rest of the Big Ten is saying, hold the phone, what is going on here? The Big Ten does not lose to some of these teams, and Rutgers can't be happy about it either. Matt, I think Rutgers has succeeded in fixing things off the court. They had some issues. You go back to before Eddie Jordan started. They've got that all turned around. They're doing things right off the court. They've got Eddie Jordan in place. They've got the high GPAs. They're graduating athletes. Now it's time to adjust the stuff on the court. And for whatever reason, to your point, they have just struggled in some uncharacteristic ways. Rutgers, St. Peter's, Rutgers some of these air losses. It should never happen, no matter how down Rutgers was in the Big East or now the Big Ten. They have to figure out how they turn themselves around before they get into conference play, where it's only going to get much harder.
Over 3,900 will pack the MAC here today. Our pregame show is presented by First Atlantic Federal Credit Union. Visit firstatlanticcu.com to learn why First Atlantic is the better way to bank. Our injury report is presented by Barnabas Health, premier healthcare, one click away at barnabashealth.org. Barnabas Health, every day extraordinary. And it's just as it was the other night. Monmouth, in relative terms, pretty healthy. We know that Greg Nowak is not playing. He will basically redshirt this year, dealing with some concussion issues. But other than that, Monmouth is healthy as probably they've been all year long. Hawks coming into this one, trying to bounce back off that blowout loss the other night to St. Francis Brooklyn. We'll take a quick timeout here. When we come back, we'll have the starting lineups for you and the opening tip right around the corner. It's going to be a good day here in West Long Branch with a lot of blue sprinkled in with some red. Good Garden State rivalry on tap. Come on back at the Shore Sports Network. We're back right after this. A couple of minutes away from the official introductions. That'll take place before over 3,900 here in the Multipurpose Activity Center. But a good time for us to go through the starting lineups presented by Serve Pro of Eatontown Long Branch for your fire and water cleanup and restoration needs with 24-hour emergency service. Serve Pro, EatontownLongBranch.com. First for the Scarlet Knights of Rutgers, who come into this one 7-5 overall. They will start in the backcourt. Number 4, Miles Mackey, is a senior out of Paterson, New Jersey, coming in averaging just under 14 points per contest. He'll be joined in the backcourt by a freshman, number 5, Mike Williams, 6'2", 190 pounds from Brooklyn, New York. Williams off to a pretty good start, just over 8 points per contest. The front court, junior Itu, the sophomore, 6'7", out of the Republic of Congo. Itu just under 10 points per contest so far this year. Among the team leaders in rebounds, just under 7 per contest. Kadeem Jack will start, the redshirt senior. He is a 6'9 forward and wears number 11 from Queens, New York, averaging just over 13 points per contest and just over 7 rebounds per contest. The center, the big man in the middle, number 35, Greg Lewis, the redshirt junior out of Baltimore, Maryland, 5.5 boards a game. Eddie Jordan, the head coach in his second year. Jordan took the Scarlet Knights to the 1976 Final Four, 18th head coach in school history. For the Hawks of Monmouth, 5-6 so far on this young, not so young, I guess, anymore season, 2-0 in the MAC conference play. Their backcourt, it'll be number 0, Josh James, the sophomore from Greenberg, New York. James, 6'2", 190 pounds, just under 5 points per contest. He'll be joined by number 12, Justin Robinson, who's a 5'8 sophomore, Lake Katrine, New York, his hometown, 10.6 points per contest and 2.6 rebounds per game, the team leader in assists with 37. It'll be Deion Jones to get the start as well in the backcourt, part of a three-guard alignment. 6'6", the junior transfer from Towson, Maryland, Wilmington, Delaware, his hometown. Jones, number 5, the team leader in points at 12.7 per contest. The front court, number 1, Brees Kofani, the senior, 6'8", from Cameroon, the Providence recruit. 7.6 points per contest, just over 6 rebounds per game. Number 33, Zach Tillman, will start in the middle from Yeadon, Pennsylvania. Tillman, 6'10", wears number 33, just over 3.6 points per contest. King Rice in his fourth year here as the head coach. We'll take a timeout for the national anthem, a two-minute break. We're back for the opening tip-off right after this quick pause. It's Rutgers and Monmouth on the Shore Sports and Monmouth Digital Network. Plenty of home games as Hawk fans. You can get your 2014-15 Monmouth tickets today by calling 732-263-5735 or by visiting MonmouthHawks.com. This the final game in the 2014 part of the schedule, 2015 right around the corner. And next time Monmouth will be home January 9th when they'll entertain Quinnipiac, part of a busy MAC January and February. For the latest on Monmouth University Athletics, visit the online home of the Blue and White at MonmouthHawks.com. Getting set here for tip-off, Rutgers has been introduced. Monmouth now set to follow. Scarlet Knights coming into this one 7-5 overall. Have not quite played a Big Ten game yet. That will come up after this one. This is their final non-conference game of the season. They'll open it up on the 30th December with Northwestern, Penn State, Nebraska, and Wisconsin their next couple of games after that. Very interesting year. You know, if you're just a basketball fan in the Garden State, to see how Rutgers makes this transition from being a Big East team to an American team to now a Big Ten team, as they bounced around a couple of times over the course of the last couple of years, to really see if they can be a factor in the basketball world of the Big Ten.
Well, once Rutgers was announced in addition to the Big Ten, I feel like everyone focused on the football aspect of things. When was Penn State going to come to Piscataway? Things of that nature. But to your point, the basketball side of it had a lot of impact also. How are they going to handle the likes of Indiana, Michigan State, all of those teams? So they have their work cut out for them, and that's why we harp to think on the non-conference, because that's an opportunity for Rutgers, in theory, to build up their record before they get into what is going to be a difficult conference schedule. You add Maryland in as well. That's a school that obviously is better at basketball than at football. Rutgers, it's going to be a work in progress, much like Monmouth. They're getting themselves acclimated to the MAC as well.
Busy day in league play today. Take a quick peek at our Coke Zero Out of Town scoreboard. Iona knocked off Drexel 81-62. Right now at the break, it's Bucknell leading Siena 38-35. Elon on top of Marist 34-18. Obviously, Rutgers and Monmouth here. A bit later on this afternoon, it'll be St. Peter's visiting Cornell. Fairfield and Loyola of Maryland, one of the old teams in the MAC, will tip at 5 o'clock up in Connecticut. Monmouth will be in their home white uniforms today. Monmouth across the chest in dark blue. The dark numerals on the back and the front. Name across the back in dark blue as well. White shorts with the blue and gray striping. Rutgers in their away red uniforms today. Red jerseys, red shorts. Rutgers across the chest in white. White numerals with the black outline. The red shorts with the black striping down either side. Thanks so much for joining us here on what is a busy day. If you are among those maybe sitting at home, either flipping back and forth between some NFL games, this is a game that's broadcast live today for the first time on ESPN3, part of a new deal that the school is involved with. But, of course, we like to tell you, you can watch the game, but just turn the sound down. This is something that happens once every decade and a half. Greg and I work in a basketball game together.
Set your tape recorder, whatever device you have. This is audio you don't want to lose.
Mac Williams, Itu, Jack, and Lewis, the five that will begin on the floor for Rutgers. For Monmouth, James, Kofani, Jones, Robinson, and Tillman. Rutgers last time out, they were able to squeeze out a win over Sacred Heart on a Tuesday night, just as Monmouth was losing here last Tuesday, 79-54, the final score over the Pioneers. Prior to that, they had an upset loss to St. Francis, Pennsylvania. We are set here for basketball. Always good to see the great turnout in the Multipurpose Activity Center. Over 3,900 packing it in when all is said and done. Hopefully they're leaving with a blue and white victory. It'll be Kofani and Lewis to jump center. Just waiting for the referees to step in and get this one up and running. Last day of the 2014 season for Monmouth before 2015, and the road trip will start. Kind of that dreaded trip that everyone, I would say, doesn't look forward to, up to Buffalo at Canisius and at Niagara on the second and the fourth. Ball is tipped up. The opening tip is won by Monmouth, who will move right to left on your radio dial. Rutgers will begin here in a man-to-man defense. Robinson will run the point up top for Monmouth. Between the circles, some nifty dribbling. Flip it off on the right side for Josh James. James is checked by Miles Mack. Good matchup there with two pretty electric guards. Williams and Robinson go head-to-head. Tillman will flash out, give the screen off on the right side. Robinson picks up his dribble. Kofani step-in jumper from about 12. That's no good, and Kadeem Jack pulls down the rebound.
Clean look there for Kofani to start flash to that elbow near the foul line, able to get a nice look, just a little strong.
Lewis out of the high post, flashes up to the elbow, kicks back out for Miles Mack on the right wing. Skip pass for Williams in the corner now for Itu. Trying to back Lewis down against Tillman. Off the left block. This will be a step-in jumper from Williams. It's off the mark. No good. Kofani with the rebound. Monmouth will look to push here in transition. Robinson gets it up court in a hurry. Minute gone by. No score between the Hawks and the Scarlet Knights of Rutgers. Kofani now down on the right block. Trying to back his man down. This will be an offensive foul whistled against Kofani. His first and the team's first.
It's up there for Kofani to pick up a foul. We're barely a minute gone by here. Just a little too physical there from the Monmouth big man trying to work his way towards the hoop.
Kofani had one of his best games last time out in that loss to St. Francis. He was kind of the one bright spot. 13 points, which was a career high here in West Long Branch. Bounced on the baseline. Williams flipping it around. Mack now has it. And we'll pull back out. Reset with 20 on the shot clock. Crosses his dribble over. Jack will fire the three from the right side. That's good. Give Rutgers a 3-0 advantage.
And Jack, one of their top scorers, comes in over 13 a game. So For Coach Eddie Jordan, good to see him get off.
It's about 38% from the floor on the outside. Foul here on Deion, against Deion Jones, who's whacked that pretty hard on his way to the basket. This will be a shooting foul for Jones. Should be charged to Greg Lewis. His first, team's first. He almost took Jones in half.
Yeah, Lewis, using all of his 6'9", 245 frame, came down with two arms on the drive there. Lucky to only be called for a personal.
Jones about 77% from the free throw line. Gets Monmouth on the board, making his first to make it 3-1. 18-21 to go in this opening half. Interesting look here for Rutgers. They took two players and put them deep down to the Monmouth defensive end. Second one by Jones, also good. 3-2 Rutgers lead. Mack up court in a hurry. Flip it off on the right side for Williams, who will dribble topside and reset. Mack handing off for Jack on the right wing. Jack again trying to use Lewis down on the post. Tillman able to shield him off. E2 step back from the left elbow. Now flips off on the right side for Jack. Dumped down on that block now for Lewis. Spins baseline. Double team comes. There's a step in from Deion Jones in transition. Jones hustling down court. Lost his footing. Missed the shot. The putback attempt by Kofani. No good. James able to get the loose ball. Robinson open from three. That's good. Monmouth takes a 5-3 lead on the three-pointer from Justin Robinson. And the Hawks lead 5-3 with 17:35 to go in the opening half.
Excellent job there by the Hawks. All white jerseys surging towards the basket. Robinson the beneficiary, second chance.
Inside feed for Lewis. Uses his body well. Splits a double team from Monmouth. Lays it off the glass on the right side. Tied now at five. Robinson quickly up court in a hurry. Wanting Tillman down on the block. Tillman flips for Kofani, top of the key. Now off on the right side for James. Screen and roll. James will stop and pop on the right elbow. And that's good. 7-5. Monmouth takes the advantage with just over 17 minutes to go in the opening half.
And now we see the Hawks, Matt, settling in a little bit here. I'm sure they were excited to see this place packed to the rafters, getting into their style of basketball now.
James, a guy who showed such promise a season ago, has been off to really a slow start. Good to see him hit his first shot as Jack tries to go to the basket. He has it deflected out of bounds by Justin Robinson. It'll be Rutgers basketball. Baseline right with 17 on the shot clock. 16:50 to go. Quick substitution just before the Scarlet Knights put it in play. Tillman will check out. Chris Brady coming into the game.
Brady, kid.
The 6'10 center from Greenlawn, New York. Just over 4 points per contest. Double off the inbound. Loose ball picked up by Brady. Finds Robinson. Quickly ahead for Jones in transition. Jones could have shot one from the right corner. They'll work it around. Monmouth will. It's just James with a left side three that he'll knock in. James is hot to start. He's got five, and Monmouth takes a 10-5 advantage.
You know, Rutgers, we've talked about their guards. They've seemed to focus on the interior thus far.
Mack with a pull-up jumper from the right side goes away from the screen and gives Monmouth now just a three-point lead at 10-7.
And as I say that, Miles Mack gets a clean look and puts it down.
Mack, talented player, went to St. Anthony High School. One of the top programs, obviously, in the state, was an ESPN All-American. James works it around the perimeter for Robinson, and will pull back out. Shot clock down to 12. Brady on the block. Flips for James, and the ball thrown out of bounds. That'll get us to the first media timeout, the under 16 break. Monmouth off to a pretty good start here. They lead Rutgers 10-7, 15:54 to go in the opening half. We're back in 30 seconds with more Hawks basketball on the Shore Sports and Monmouth Digital Network. Back here from the Multipurpose Activity Center. Today's game brought to you in part by the members of the New Jersey Education Association, working to make public schools great for every child. And by Jersey Mike's Subs. Visit the Jersey Mike's location on the corner of Route 36 and Monmouth Road in Carrot Square, or order online at jerseymikes.com today. 15:54 to go in the opening half. Monmouth getting a good start from Josh James, who's got five. They lead Rutgers by a score of 10-7. Matt Harmon, Greg Meskel here on the Shore Sports Network. Our good buddy Troy Overby back in the studios in Toms River. And so far, so good for this Monmouth team. Off to a pretty quick start.
You got to love what the Hawks did after they let Rutgers get out early. The Hawks attacked the basket. They had a missed dunk there early on. It led to a Robinson three-pointer, and that seemed to jumpstart where they're at right now, leading here 10-7. They've been able to swing the ball, a lot of movement, and we're seeing some clean looks for the Hawks on the perimeter.
Both teams off to a pretty quick start offensively. Mama 3 of 6, including 2 of 2 from the outside, 1 for James, 1 for Robinson. Rutgers 3 of 4 so far on the day. Their 1 3-pointer coming compliments of Kadeem Jack. Monmouth next back at home the 9th of January. You can, of course, listen to all Monmouth games live here on your home for Monmouth Hoops, the Shore Sports Network, 1160 and 1310 a.m. on the web at shoresportsnetwork.com. Hawks will come back out with a 5 that just left the floor. Robinson, James, and Jones, part of a 3-guard alignment. Kofani and Brady, the 2 front court players. Looks like Rutgers has their same 5 on the floor as well. Mac Williams, Itu, Jack, and Lewis. Back up and going here. Rutgers basketball moving left to right on your radio dial. Mac dribbles around the perimeter. Drops off in the left corner for Itu. Swing it right side for Williams. Back to Mac on the left perimeter. Jack gets it to the foul line. He'll be short on the jumper. A long rebound comes all the way back to Williams as James lost his footing. And an extra possession here for RU. Williams up top. Flips for Mac on the right side. Back now to Williams. Itu will take the 3. Rim out, no good. Brady with the rebound. One and done that time for Rutgers, at least that time around. And Robinson up court for the Hawks. James, see if he can continue his hot shooting. We're just over 15 minutes to go here in the first half. Mama 10, Rutgers 7. James patiently setting the offense. Brady will come, give the high screen. Now set it back the other way. James will penetrate. Robinson feeding inside. Kofani goes up over the top of Lewis for the easy basket on the right side. 12-7, Monmouth leads.
This is a smooth move there by Kofani, holding off Lewis with the left, able to finish in kind of tight quarters there with the right hand.
First bucket of the day for Kofani. Williams gives back to Mack. He's open from the left side. That jumper is short. Kofani with the loose ball. Robinson will flip it ahead for James. Hawks at a 3-on-2. Jones, ball fake, kicks for James. Robinson open. Easy feed inside for Brady, who'll softly lay it in from the left side. And Monmouth now leads 14-7.
That's what you got to love out of Justin Robinson if you're King Rice. He had a good look. He dealt to Brady for the great look. He was wide open. Little baby left-hand hook puts it down.
First bucket for Brady. 14-7, Monmouth leads. Now a shade over 14 minutes remaining. Inside feed for Lewis. Double comes. Kofani helps out Brady. Jack is the man open. Slices through the lane. He'll try a little short hook shot inside and connect with the right hand. Make it 14-9, Monmouth. Robinson breaks the timeline. Patiently sets the offense up here. Both head coaches are up and waiting for substitutions to check in at the next break. Monmouth will bring 4 players in. Rutgers right now with 2 waiting at the scorer's table. Jones between the circles. Kofani sets the screen. Jones will stop and pop from 3. Rims out, no good. Mack climbs the ladder with the rebound. Rutgers now in transition. Lewis comes down the lane. Robinson hadn't set his feet and will get called for a blocking foul. His first, team's 2nd.
It's interesting now as the Hawks go heavy to the bench here after this first free throw. But that last Monmouth shot was the first possession in a couple of possessions that was unlike the others. They had really moved the ball well, had gotten some good spacing, got a clean look. That last time seemed to be more of a rush shot, and it led the other way to a quick break for Rutgers, and now a chance at the free throw line.
We'll have the first free throw by Lewis, and then all those substitutions to take place. Lewis will miss the first, about 69% on the season. Subs into the game here for the Hawks. Deion Jones, the one player to stay in. Zach Tillman back in. Andrew Nicholas, the former Rutgers recruit, will check into the game. Max DeLeo and Austin Tillman, the freshman, will run the point for Rutgers. Bishop Daniels checking in for his first action of the day. Daniels, the junior, went to Miami of Florida and then ASA Junior College in the city before finding his way here to Rutgers. DJ Foreman, the freshman from Spring Valley, New York, has checked in for the first time as well. Here's Tillman. Let's see how he does running the point. He's been a bit up and down, as you would think a freshman would be. Jones trying to break his man down off the dribble. Flipping the near side corner for Nicholas. Now they'll trade spots. Jones has it in the left corner. Wanting Tillman down on the block. Zach Tillman trying to square his man up. Will move to the basket. Right-handed hook shot off the mark. No good. Rebound tipped up a couple of times. Finally pulled down by junior Itu.
Monmouth coach is looking for a foul there. Tillman got whacked on the arm. No call.
Daniels penetrates. Baseline cut off. Now it's Mack to have it. 12:40 to go in this opening half. Monmouth ahead by four. 14-10. Mack penetrates. Daniels open from three. Rims out, no good. Long rebound tipped out. Mack will go in the backcourt and collect for Rutgers. DeLeo playing Miles Mack. Now Foreman gets it on the right perimeter. Leaves for Bishop Daniels up top. Daniels changing spots with Itu, who will drive, go down the right side of the lane, miss the shot, get his own rebound back, maybe went up and down, but they'll call it as all one play, and junior Itu will finish inside for his first bucket to cut the Monmouth lead to 2, 14-12.
Just an athletic move there by the sophomore. Goes up, whether he traveled or not, gets his own rebound, fires back up, a quick leaper, and while all the white jerseys are on the ground, E2's finishing at the rim.
Jones penetrates right. Tillman dumping down inside for Zach Tillman, who will get a nice roll off on the left side, moving towards the basket. Put Monmouth back up by four, 16-12.
Tillman, 6'10", 280, and you see it there, just backing up. If he was any further, he'd be under the hoop. That's what the type of position that he got made it an easy turn.
11 and a half minutes to go. Miles Mack, he's been cold so far, missing a three-pointer. Austin Tillman in transition, slows things down, now breaks the timeline ahead. Nicholas open from three. That's good! Andrew Nicholas buries one from the outside, his first shot attempt, and Monmouth now leads 19-12, 11-20 to go in this opening half. Eddie Jordan has seen enough. He will take a timeout, 30-second timeout that will be extended to 60. Our officials today, by the way, DJ Cartsonton, John Floyd, and Brandon Williams, three-man crew. As Monmouth leads here 19-14, really good shooting start up on the board. You can see the Hawks 58% from the field so far today.
They've gotten some clean looks. A lot of these shots you're seeing go down, especially from beyond the arc. The Nicholas make you just saw there, Robinson earlier. These are relatively wide open looks. The Hawks moving the ball well. And when they take that extra time, when they're patient on offense, they're getting much cleaner looks, and Rutgers is not getting out.
One thing that Monmouth doing a bit better today, which has been a struggle this season, is controlling at least the rebounding advantage one way or the other. Six aside so far for either team. Monmouth was dramatically outboarded against St. Francis, New York, and that's been a trend so far this season. So good to see it be a bit more even so far today. Ball put back in play. Rutgers basketball. Just over 11 minutes to play in this opening half. Monmouth 19, RU 12. Colin Stewart has checked into the game for the first time. There's a steal by Nicholas in transition. Rutgers back defensively. Nicholas feeling it from the outside, missing the pull-up three from the right. And Rutgers able to grab the board, push back down into their offensive end. That would have gotten the crowd up and cheering had Nicholas been able to hit back-to-back threes. Around the perimeter. Here's Mack. Bypasses the three, knifes his way through the lane, kick out pass, Itu, the baseline jumper's off the mark. Austin Tillman with the rebound. Tillman in transition, throws it wildly at the rim, way off the mark. Miles Mack picks up the loose ball, 3-on-2 for RU. Mack clears out some space with his forearm. No call either way, ball out of bounds, and it will be Rutgers basketball when we come back from our under 12 media timeout. 10:18 to go in the opening half. Hawks 19, Scarlet Knights 12. We're back in 30 seconds with more Hawks basketball on the Shore Sports and Monmouth Digital Network. Along with my West Coast transplant partner today, Greg Meskel, I'm Matt Harmon here on the Shore Sports Network. 10:18 to play in the opening half. It's Monmouth 19 and Rutgers 12. Today's game brought to you in part by the Boathouse Bar and Grill, featuring great food, entertainment, and the best wings in the area. Whether it's watching college and NFL football or having a private party, the Boathouse Bar and Grill at 1309 Main Street in Belmar is your spot. Visit their website at boathousebarandgrill.com. Make sure to like them on Facebook. Follow them on Twitter at Boathouse Belmar. How does it feel to be back on the East Coast? I mean, you're definitely a West Coast guy now.
That's what they say. I try and get back here often. You know, that Boathouse promo had me nostalgic for one of the great spots here on the Jersey Shore. But nice to be back here and seeing the Hawks off to a solid start thus far.
Yeah, I follow you, as is so easy to do, on Twitter. Jets heading across the country on your way here. Stopped in Chicago, saw some college basketball there, and taking it in here in New Jersey today. Just can't get enough.
I enjoy the sport of basketball, Matt, and a lopsided affair I saw in Chicago. We're touching on it before we came on the air. Hawks looking to right the ship after their own lopsided affair earlier this week.
I saw that Kentucky-UCLA game in which UCLA scored 7 points in a half. Back up and running here. Monmouth with a 7-point advantage. That's been their biggest of the day. They've matched it a couple of times. Daniels trying to break down DeLeo off the dribble. Now Jack has it up top. We'll have a foul away from the ball. It'll be on Monmouth. It'll be called on Andrew Nicholas, his first, team's third. We mentioned Nicholas. He was committed to go to Rutgers before a coaching change. They kind of didn't really see eye to eye. Nicholas has had a great career here, breaking the 1,000-point mark earlier this season in the blue and white for Monmouth. Trying to leave his mark, though, on a team that might be dangerous come MAC tournament time. Jack at the left elbow, hands off for Daniels. Stop and pop, and that is good. Count it, and the foul. Late whistle coming over, and a silly foul there on Monmouth for Max DeLeo, who's usually a pretty heady defensive player. But Daniels, that shot was already halfway down before DeLeo came through and made contact.
And these are the moments that Rutgers will look to seize on. They've gotten off to a slow start here, not really able to get their offense jump started. And a three-point play goes by the boards.
Free throw by Daniels is off the mark, no good. Usually hits about 65% of his free throws. Hawks up by 5, 19-14, with 9:35 to go in the opening half. Tillman checked by Mike Williams, who's re-entered the game. Shaquille Dorson has come in for the first time for Rutgers. Nicholas, a three from the far side right corner, off the mark. Now 1 of 3 from the outside. Rebound comes down to Bishop Daniels. Here's Williams. He'll work his way through the lane. Go Glass! Must have called it, because they'll put the points up on the board. 19-16 with 9:05 to go.
So now you see Monmouth has gotten a little bit more one-on-one in offense. The shots haven't fallen, and it's led to Rutgers getting their guards ignited going the other way.
Nicholas, played here by Kadeem Jack. Tries the baseline jumper that time. No good. Zach Tillman able to get a putback attempt, of which he was fouled. He'll go to the free throw line for two shots. Monmouth with a line change set to come in. This has been a little bit more typical of the Hawks as of late. The second unit, of which is on the floor right now, hasn't really been, I'll say, great. Not even average at times. And sometimes they'll get a pretty quick whistle, of which it's going to take place right now. It's Josh James, Justin Robinson, and Brees Kafani coming back into the game. Chris Brady will check in if Tillman makes the second free throw. He made the first to give Monmouth a 4-point spread. Second one by Tillman, also good. So he'll leave with 4 points. Chris Brady will come back in. Let's say Rutgers team that gives up about 63 points per contest, 62.5. Monmouth averaging just under 64. So everything kind of in line when you look at the stats for an even game, and we've kind of seen that so far today. 21-16, Rutgers basketball. Daniels pulls back out, dribbles near the new Monmouth M emblem at center court. Dorson inside. He'll just go right through a double team. Big, strong guy, Shaquille Dorson, 6'1", 275 from the Netherlands.
His parents very prophetic to nickname him Shaquille, because he looks a little reminiscent of the original Shaq, just beasting his way through a couple of Monmouth defenders.
And number 2 ranked prospect last year in Europe. Deflected ball goes to Colin Stewart, 15 on the shot clock. Stewart going to work his way through the lane. Now this shot rejected, out of bounds. It'll be Monmouth basketball with 11 on the shot clock. Foreman or Dorson could have gotten that one. Baseline inbound play off to the right side of the basket. Robinson flips in for Brady. Robinson better look at the shot clock. It's down to 5. He'll stop and pop. Deep 3. Off the mark, no good. Kafani climbs the ladder, goes over the top, misses the putback, and the rebound finally taken down by Williams. Good chance for Kafani. He's played Rutgers a couple of times in his career as a former member of the Providence College Friar program, using his last year of eligibility here in West Long Branch, however. Foreman penetrating, going glass. Kafani might have gotten a piece. Now the putback by Dorson. That's off the mark, no good. And it's Robinson to come away with a loose ball. Smallest man on the floor comes away from the pack. Stewart open from three. That is rimming out, no good. Halfway down for Colin Stewart.
So the hot shooting for the Hawks has gone cold here.
Daniels pull-up jumper. Rutgers starting to heat up now a little bit. King Rice feeling what we are. The game has changed momentum points, as it often will during the course of a 40-minute stretch. 21-20. Mama still with the lead. But we talked about a Hawk team that at one point shooting well over 50%. They've dipped down to 35. And I think you made the point earlier, Greg, about, you know, kind of settling now a little bit. A lot of quick shots, a lot of outside jumpers. Great if they're falling, but if not, maybe work the ball back inside a little bit.
That second unit came in and things changed a bit, and Andrew Nicholas put up his first three. He knocked it down, and then the next couple didn't go. And it's not to say he shouldn't shoot. That's his role out there. The guy's a scorer, over 1,000 points, but it's involving the rest of that unit. The shooting percentage dipped a bit. Rutgers able to climb back into it, and now you have the original starters coming back in to try and piece things back together, and we're not seeing that same flow we saw earlier in this first half with movement, with open looks on the three. Kafani's still playing his part, but everyone else needs to join him.
Kafani will trigger the inbound here. Robinson, James, Stewart, and Chris Brady, the other four on the floor. For Rutgers, do a quick reset for you as well. Bishop Daniels staying in. Mack Williams, Kadeem Jack, and Dorson, the other members on the floor. Hawks bringing it up court. It'll be Stewart to get a touch off on the left side. James between the circles, feeds left for Kafani. 20 now on the shot clock, just under 7 to go on the game clock. Robinson crosses over left, hands off to Colin Stewart, curls around a screen, goes down the right side of the lane, right after Dorson, count it, and the foul. Good strong move by Colin Stewart, good confidence attacking Shaquille Dorson, and Stewart gets the and-one.
Beautiful play there by the Hawks coming out of the timeout. The pick and roll. Stewart to the hoop. Brady trailing. The defender has to pick one. The foul's drawn and Stewart puts it away.
Timeout has been taken on the floor. We'll take a break as well. We'll make it a 60-second timeout with 6:43 to go in the opening half. It's Monmouth 23, Rutgers 20. We're back in 60 seconds with more Hawks basketball on the Shore Sports and Monmouth Digital Network. 6:43 to go in this opening half. A hot start for Monmouth. Has gone pretty cold as of late. Hawks 8 of 21 from the floor for just over 38%. Rutgers not a whole lot better. 9 of 20 for 45%. And I think the differences we talked about, Matt Harmon, Greg Meskel here, Greg, is that Monmouth started so hot. You know, at some point you know you're going to cool off. You're not going to shoot 60% during the course of a game, except maybe on a rare occasion. But they've really gone ice cold.
And thankfully for the Hawks, they built up that lead because, to your point, you know your hot shooting is not going to last the entire game. But they're holding down the fort here. Stewart with a nice drive to kind of stop the bleeding a little bit and let Rutgers know the Hawks are very much still in this game and in control here ahead three.
Stewart, excellent from the free throw line. And he will convert here the old-fashioned three-point play to get Monmouth back a four-point lead, 24-20. Bishop Daniels with a basketball, right corner, picks up his dribble. Hawks have gone 2-3 zone. They'll switch it up every once in a while out of that man-to-man. Bouncing here for Daniels. He'll leave off for Mack at the screen from Dorson. Williams bypasses a three. Step-in jumper from the top of the key. Rattle it around the rim, no good. Brady makes sure RU goes one and done. Robinson now in transition with 6:15 to play in the opening half. And Monmouth up by four. Stewart gets the bounce pass, shaded left top of the key. Gets a Brady screen one way, comes back the other. Little screen and roll. Brady step in from the foul line. Well set up by the two sophomores, and Monmouth will go back up by six.
Those two work well together. Last time it was Stewart all the way to the 10. He lays it up, gets the foul. Three-point play this time, deals to Brady. Jumper is there. Hawks working together here to pick up the last couple of baskets.
26-20, Monmouth. 5:45 to play. Motion set up top here for Rutgers. Williams has it right side. Hawks staying in that 2-3 zone for the second consecutive possession. Mack, one bounce, back to Williams. Mack will take a three from the outside. That's good. Sweet shot from Miles Mack, the senior. One of the top players, tri-captain last year. Back again this year, started in 32 games a season ago. There's a block as Kofani had it stripped away by Daniels, but stepped out of bounds, and it will stay with Monmouth. Should be a fresh 35, and it is, with 5:18 to go in this opening half.
Credit the Hawks to work to the 5:18 mark here. That's the first real clean look you saw from Miles Mack, a guy that we build coming in as someone to focus on for Monmouth. The perimeter defense for the Hawks has done a nice job keeping some of these high-scoring guards for Rutgers out of their element early on.
Team leader a season ago, Mack was in points and minutes played. Hails from Patterson, New Jersey. Hawks off the inbound here. It'll be James for Stewart. Flip off on the right for Justin Robinson. Looks to the bench. Reset the offense with 15 on the shot clock. Kofani came to set the screen. Robinson wants him on the block. Kofani with the double coming. Had it taken away by Mike Williams. In transition, it's Jack penetrating down the lane. And it will be an offensive foul on Kadeem Jack. I think two of the referees were going to call something different. You know, the one on the baseline stepped in and calls the charge rather than the block. I guess the only question would be whether the Monmouth defender was inside the circle. They definitely had different calls. They're still talking about it right now.
Yeah, those two officials, one, to your point, signal charge, the other block, and it is going to end up being a charge, but not without some discussion here from the refs. It's like maybe they're trying to convince each other of what the exact call was.
Jack will be called for his first, team's fourth. I'm not going to be shocked if this doesn't get changed around. They're going to go take a look at it. I guess they're going to take a look at it. And the only thing I could think that would overturn this is if the Monmouth defender was inside that circle area underneath the basket. That would be about it.
And they are going to go to the monitor here. So we talked about this being an ESPN3 broadcast. And of course, with the Monmouth Digital Network as well, taking advantage here to take a look. This can kind of also affect the momentum here as we close out this first half. Felt like the Hawks were starting to kind of get their bearings back a bit here on offense, and a drawn charge here would kind of quell what Rutgers is working on.
It basically gives both teams an extra timeout right now.
Sure.
Is what it does. Kind of settle things in a little bit. It was either a block or a charge. We know that. The question, obviously, is whether Monmouth was posted up inside the circle area. And, you know, I'd love that they've added that to the college game over the course of the last couple of years, because it's taken away so much of the discussion whether or not something down low is a block or a charge. You usually just point to the circle, and if you're in the circle, you know it's a block.
Hey guys,
I'm sure the refs are the most pleased about that. They've had to get themselves out of so many more arguments they're usually involved in with coaches explaining those, although now you're seeing the officials talking to the Rutgers coaching staff to explain some things.
I think this call is going to be overturned, and I'm going to say Rutgers basketball. It's just a sense I'm getting from the kind of the body language of the referees. One going over to talk to Eddie Jordan. One having a conversation with King Rice. We'll get a quick explanation now from one of the referees.
There's a double foul. 11 Kadeem Jack.
They're going to call a double foul on James and Kadeem Jack. If that's not a bailout, I'm not quite sure what is. Not sure how you get a double foul off of a block charge. That's essentially what the call is supposed to be, one or the other. So Rutgers will keep possession of the ball off that double foul. Williams will bounce it for Miles Mack. Feeding off on the right for Bishop Daniels. Slicing through the lane. Short on the jumper. Loose ball coming out. Nicholas goes down on the floor. Jack down there as well. Four red shirts and one white. Get Andrew Nicholas out of there. Alternate possession hour. It'll be Rutgers basketball with 4:40 to go in this opening half. It's Monmouth 26, Rutgers 23.
That lengthy foul timeout kind of took a little wind out of the sails of this first half. Felt like we were cruising along, going back and forth, mid-end-to-end action. That was roughly felt like a 2 or 3 minute stop there to kind of sort things out.
Bring out one of the ball guys to wipe up where the players had just fallen. Clean up some of the sweat and perspiration. 4:40 to go. 26-23 Monmouth. The offensive numbers for both teams. Hawks shooting at 39%. Rutgers at 43%. They've each attempted 23 field goals. Rutgers has made 10. Monmouth has made 9. That's a slight difference. But the Hawks with a couple of extra threes. That has been just enough to keep them ahead in this game. Off the inbound, Daniels, baseline jumper. That will rattle itself in. Hawk lead now down to 1 at 26-25. Monmouth led by as many as 7. That is all but evaporated here with 4:15 to go. James working against Miles Mack. Nicholas off on the high screen. James coming through the lane, gets tripped on his way to the basket and will go to the line to shoot two.
Hawks also winning the free throw battle. They're 5-for-5 from the stripe, just 1-for-3 for Rutgers. Another opportunity here, putting the onus on the Scarlet Knight defense as they work their way towards the goal.
James, good free throw shooter so far on the year, 12 of 16 for 75%. Missing the first. 3-year starter at Archbishop Stepniak before appearing in all 32 games last year here in West Long Branch. Mostly a two guard, but played a lot of point at the end part of the season after Justin Robinson's season came to a close with an injury. James making the second, and the Hawks now up by 2, 27-25. We hit the 4-minute mark here in the first half. Jack bouncing for Itu. Now it's Mack to get it back on the right sideline. Gets the high screen. Hawks back into the 2-3. Williams open from downtown. Long rebound will be tipped out by Lewis. It goes back to Miles Mack. Rutgers plus 1 in the rebounding department. That hasn't been much of a factor here in this one. Mack picks up his dribble, top of the key. E2 shaded right, top of the key. Back now to Mack. Rutgers a little stagnant here offensively. E2 will fire a 3. That's way off the mark. That didn't look good the second it left his hands. Robinson in transition. James gives to Stewart. Now dumped down inside for Brady on the left block. Going to the baseline. Lost it on the way up. It'll be Rutgers basketball when we return from our last media timeout of the half. 3:17 to play. First set of 20 minutes. Monmouth 27, Rutgers 25. We're back in 60 seconds with more Hawks basketball on the Shore Sports and Monmouth Digital Network. Today's broadcast brought to you in part by the Asbury Park Press. For all things Jersey Shore, subscribe to the Asbury Park Press at 1-800-822-9770 or visit app.com/subscribe. And by Aramark, proud to be Monmouth University's official food service provider. Talk about the offensive numbers for Monmouth cooling off. They went about 4 minutes without a field goal before Colin Stewart was able to get to the basket last time around. 9 of 24 from the field, just at 37.5%. You know, seems like both of these teams, Rutgers started really cold. Monmouth started really hot. Not that Rutgers has gotten hot, so to speak, but both teams have kind of had their little ebbs and flows to their offensive game and their struggles.
Well, it's interesting if you zoom out on this game and say Monmouth playing Big Ten team Rutgers and they're up 2 as we approach halftime. If you're a Hawk fan, you're saying, I like where we're at. We're in this game. We have a lead. But if you've watched this game from the start, you know that Monmouth had such an opportunity to make this more than just a 2-point lead as they approach halftime. They could easily be up 10 right now. You touched on the stretch without any baskets. And keep in mind, Rutgers hasn't even really gotten things going offensively.
And Rutgers led 3-0. Since then, Monmouth has pretty much had the lead throughout. Here's Jack missing the turnaround jumper on the baseline. Loose ball coming to Lewis, who's whacked on his way back up. And another second chance opportunity for RU. We'll send Greg Lewis to the free throw line for 2-shot. 16 foul on Monmouth. Foul will be on Deion Jones, who has checked back into the game. Got a lengthy break. Lewis 24 of 35 coming into the game today. Now 1 of 3, so about 67% on the season from the free throw line.
And to give you an idea on some of Rutgers' key players, Miles Mack, Mike Williams, 19 points, 22 points to win over Sacred Heart. They've combined for 7 points thus far.
Second one, good. Monmouth lead down to one, 27-26. Less than three to play. Tillman getting it on the low block. Going baseline, had it stripped away by Lewis. Good save by Greg Lewis. Made the steal and the turnover. Mack in transition. We'll find E2 back topside. Hand back off to the point man, Miles Mack. Flip off for Williams, the freshman from Brooklyn. Now E2. Jack will miss the jumper from the left side. Tillman with the loose ball rebound. And here comes Monmouth in transition. James has a seam. Robinson will get it. On the left wing. Go away from the screen, down the right side of the lane. Good feed for Zach Tillman, who missed the bunny inside. And the rebound taken down by E2. That's one Zach Tillman has got to be able to finish.
Beautiful look, though, right there. Just not enough touch on it.
Williams handing off to junior E2. Now it's Mack. Back to E2. Around the perimeter for Mike Williams. Ball fake towards the rim. Mack open from three. Rims out, no good. Rebound tipped up by Tillman. It goes right to Mike Williams, who will get it plus one. So Tillman missing the layup down on one side. And I'll say this, he's got to grab that rebound. He can't deflect the ball back in the middle part of the lane. It goes right back to Mike Williams, who will go to the free throw line trying to complete the three-point play.
And nothing flashy here from Rutgers over the last several minutes. Just kind of chipping away against Monmouth. Doing the job defensively largely is where they got themselves back into this. And now here they are looking to go ahead too.
Williams among the top recruits a season ago in the New York City area. Daily News first team all-city player. Makes the free throw. Gives Rutgers a 29-27 advantage. It's their second lead of the day. Robinson pulls back out, resets. Austin Tillman will check back out, a check back in rather at the next break. Hawks with a 1-4 set, and Williams will get called for a forearm shiver against Justin Robinson. Robinson will sit, Austin Tillman back in. Sixth team foul on Rutgers, first on Mike Williams. Nicholas will trigger the inbound in front of the Rutgers bench. Austin Tillman up top. Same set, 1-4 before Monmouth will try and free Deion Jones up for something. He'll get it top of the key. Working it against E2. Good step back move, and Jones buries it from the right elbow. Might have gotten away with an offensive foul, but we'll take it nonetheless. Tied now at 29 with 60 seconds to go.
E2 backpedaling there. He was looking for the push off. No call, and the Hawks get a much needed basket.
Williams off now on the right side. Stop and pop top of the key. Off the mark, Jones pulls down the loose ball. Here's Josh James in transition. Stutter move, kick for Tillman. Not much of a shooter yet as Austin Tillman. He gave up a three. Now the ball worked around the perimeter. James will dribble himself to the left wing. Lead back up top for Tillman with 30 seconds now to go. About a 15-second differential between the game and shot clock. Austin Tillman left, picks up the dribble. Jones was posted up inside. Now down to five on the shot clock. Nicholas will have to force one. Off the mark, no good. Bad possession for Monmouth, but James gets it back and then has his shot blocked out of bounds. It'll be Monmouth basketball with 14. Hawks lucky to be able to not only get possession back off that miss from Nicholas, but keep it now and have a chance for one last shot.
Yeah, for the Hawks, ideally keep Rutgers from getting an opportunity here down the stretch. It'd be a real positive spin here for Monmouth if he can close out this half with the lead after what's happened.
Nicholas gets it off the inbound. Robinson came back in to set the offense here for Monmouth. We're down to seven on the game clock. Robinson against Williams. Good crossover left. Comes back to his right. Hanging in the air. Robinson, little floater. As the horn goes off, Monmouth will take a 31-29 lead into the locker room. And I think the way that that play went out, that is definitely a bit of a momentum builder for Monmouth.
King Rice couldn't have drawn it up better. His point guard, dribble drive, penetration, breaks down the defense. And then if he could ask him to, Robinson did it. Hey, make that shot hang on the rim so the clock expires. Rutgers does not get any opportunity after that. And Monmouth leaves this first half on a high note.
Good first half for the Hawks. 31-29, they lead over Rutgers. We'll take a two-minute timeout here. When we come back, I'll be joined at the table from Josh Newman of the Asbury Park Press. Talk this one over. We'll do scores and stats coming up as well. MU leads RU by two at the break. We're back in 2 minutes with more on the Shore Sports and Monmouth Digital Network.